Translation. Thereafter, one day, while Subari Muni, who was expert in chanting mantras, was sitting in a secluded place, he thought to himself about the cause of his fall down, which was simply that he associated himself with the sexual affairs of the fish. Purport. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that Subari Muni had fallen from his austerity because of a Vaishnava aparada. The history is that when Garuda wanted to eat fish, Subari Muni unnecessarily gave the fish shelter under his care. Because Garuda's plans for eating were disappointed, Subari Muni certainly committed a great offense to a Vaishnav. Because of this Vaishnav aparad, an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnav, Subari Muni fell from its exalted position of mystic tapasya. One should not, therefore, impede the activities of a Vaishnav. This is the lesson we must learn from this incident concerning Subari Muni. So this is a very important verse, and it deals with two very important subjects, which are actually, you know, are the greatest enemies of a practicing devotee, and that is lust and offenses against a Vaishnav. So this Muni, he was in the water and meditating for many, many years. And so all around him were, you know, the things you find in the water, like fish. And just like you're chanting japa, and you know, your mind goes here, mind goes there. So one day he was sitting there, and then he saw two fish. What's the word? Copulating, yes. So that reminded him of his beautiful queen, or no, he didn't. He was a muni. I don't know if he was a king. Was he a king before? No. Anyway, that reminded him of sex life. And in this way, his mind was, from his meditation, was totally engrossed or reminded of sex. So the Bhagavad Gita says, you know, wherever the mind wanders, bring it back under your control. But sometimes it's not possible. Sometimes, you know, you don't want to eat, and then you see they're just lying there by itself, a big rasagula, and telling you, please eat me. I'm lonely. And, you know, you like sweets, but rasagula is your favorite sweet, then you wouldn't be able to, you know, resist it. And sometimes you can, and sometimes you can't. like that. And, you know, so the mind, as I've been saying in my last class, is focusing on that. The mind is always siding with your senses. And your intelligence is siding with your soul. Your intelligence tells also, no, it's not good for you. And your mind says, yeah, why not? Just one. You know, no, okay, just two, maybe three then. Like that. It's the mind. The mind can be our greatest friend or our greatest enemy. And so because of that, you know, he was thinking, I desire a consort. You know, and there he was, an old Muni, even so old that his, how did I can do, sometimes I even tremble like that. You know, like old age, you know, like that. My mother used to tremble. I hope I don't get it. I used to teach her. I say, swing it out, Mom. but she, you know, like, it's very annoying if you tremble. And so he thought, Well, he went to the king. He just went to a king, the local king, and he said, please, can I have one of your daughters as my wife? And in those days, if a great sage or if a Brahmin asked, you know, just like in the story of Vilvamagal Thakur, when he left his prostitute Chintamani and he was focused on finding Krishna, become Krishna conscious, and then he was wandering, he finally reaching Vrindavan, and there he saw a beautiful, enchanting Vaishya girl, woman, and he was attracted to her. And he was following her, and the Vaishya and the farmer girl. She went home, and she said to her husband, "This Papaji or this man is following me." And then the man went out, and he said, "Oh, you want to enjoy my wife?" He says, "All right." In those days, they were so. Awe and respect, and even if it was abominable, can you imagine if you would walk around with your concert and someone is even looking lusty, he gets beaten up like that. So, and in those days they were so, oh no, that we are the servants, if we can give any pleasure like that, okay, take my wife, like that. Going back to the story of Savai. So then he thought myself, you know, I'm looking really awful, and because he had mystic power, because by performing tapasya, you get mystic power. And that mystic power, you can engage in bad things. You can put a curse on someone, you know, that your teeth fall out, or, you know, or like that, or you fall out of your airplane, or whatever. Or you can use it for your own sense gratification to build a big palace, or whatever. So he made himself very handsome. So handsome, so the king had 50 daughters, so they were all competing. I want to be, you know, his wife. I'm the eldest. No, I'm the prettiest. And they were all fighting, and then he married them all. The king gave them all to him, and so he was, you know, he made beautiful arrangements, you know, palaces, and all by mystic power. And what happens, you know, when you use up your mystic power, you know. If you curse someone or if you create something, then the bank balance of your mystic bank balance becomes smaller and smaller. So then it is said in the. I don't want to continue further with the story because I'll also spoil it for the person who reads it tomorrow. So here, it's talking about Vaisnav Aparada. So, Jai, my lordships, Ki Jai, Hari Hari Bol. And don't they look divine, especially Mother Sita and Radharani with the flowers. So it is stated that he was there in the water, submerged in the water, and then the fish were like his pets, maybe. You know, he got attached to them. They were swimming around him, maybe. And then so Garuda, for the new devotees who don't know who's Garuda, Garuda is a kind of eagle, a kind of bird carrier of Lord Vishnu. And he can also assume a human form. So if you see Lord Vishnu in the pictures of Bhagavatam, he's standing on Garuda. So, and Garuda, he likes snakes. So not all Vaishnavs are vegetarian. You know, we are vegetarian because we eat the remnants of Krishna. But if he wouldn't be a vegetarian, then we wouldn't have to. You know, fortunately, I'm not even attached to meat. You know, when I was a child, when my father was still alive, he passed away when I was 9. So before that, you know, he forced me to eat the meat. And then I kept it here between my teeth and my, how you call it, cheek. And then when he left the kitchen, then I could spit it out for my mother. But I don't know what I've done that I took birth in a family of meat eaters, because I never liked it. Anyway, going back to Vaisnav, so he had said that Garuda he was just, what was, let me just read it again. Now, he was just disappointed that he couldn't eat the fish. He wasn't even angry. He was just disappointed. You see? And then because of that, he fell, the yogi fell off his position. So by performing an aparat, an offense, by just displeasing a Vaisnav, then you get a reaction for it. And that reaction, as a devotee, is that you lose your taste and you become a grumpy git. Yeah. Because you're supposed to become sweeter and sweeter as a devotee. And if you do things wrong, then you just become grumpy. Also because you maybe want to have enjoyments, which you can't have, can make you also grumpy. So like that. And how can you become grumpy? You know, you become grumpy by performing Vaisnava aparat, but also by not purifying yourself, by not coming to the class. You think, oh, I'm old enough, I know it all, you know, and I can skip Mangalarti today, or 16 rounds, 10 rounds, you know. So like that. Actually, Prabhupada said I haven't read it, that if you work all day in devotional service, then you actually don't have to chant rounds. But we need to chant rounds to remember, oh yes, I'm a spirit soul. We need to hear the lecture that, oh yes, I'm a spirit soul, and Maya is very strong, blah, 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 blah. Like that. It's our breakfast and our dinner. For, you know, to be healthy, just like your body needs food. So we need the spiritual food of rising early and don't listen to the mind and like that. So I myself, you know, lust and anger occasionally comes in my mind, even while I'm taking prasadam sometimes, or, you know, even chanting japa. It's a mind. It's just a storage of all remembrance of this life and previous lives. And don't become disappointed. You think, oh, I can never become pure, you know, like that, my mind. So, because it's the mind. And the only thing after 40 years I've been able a little to master is the control of my mind early in the morning. You know, that is when I wake up and the mind goes, you know, I want to sleep too early. You look at what time it is and you think, oh, your mind goes, oh. And you know, but my intelligence, I've trained it because I know that. I've known it now that I tell my mind, if you get up now, you know, you can take rest afterwards. Okay. I just speak to him like that. And then, you know, this morning I woke up at like 12:45 and I thought, no, this is too early. So I went to bed again. And then I woke up at 3:45, which was too late for me. But anyway, but, you know, and then I took my time and I was too late for the first time in a long time for Mangalarti when I'm in a temple, you know. I did my guide tree also before that, etc., blah, blah, blah. So the mind, you know, so the whole thing about becoming Krishna conscious is two things. I've said it before previously, but I'll repeat it. That is to see that your mind is not you, and to see how your super soul in your heart gives you intelligence. And how Krishna puts you, how that you see that the situation you're put in is by Krishna's arrangement to learn something. And if you understand that, then you don't get disappointed, nor angry, nor those things. You know, because it's all the false ego. The false ego is, how dare! I'm an older devotee. I'm this, blah, blah, blah. Who does he think he is? And
And I, how dare you correct me? You know, I've been longer in the movements like that. If someone wakes you up. So, you know, the false ego is so difficult. And by understanding, by hearing again, but also by just realizing it yourself after so many years, yes, this is my mind speaking, this is my senses speaking, then you can control it more and more. Like that. So, I'm finished. Any questions?